You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, friends? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Billy Rossetti of SI Panthers with you here, rolling along with our free agency previews. We talked about the cornerback position. Now I think we're going to focus a little bit on the safety position here in what is certainly an interesting position now for the Panthers. There have been some connection, some thoughts at least from people, will they go after a free agent safety after the release of Trey Boston? But, safety is an interesting position here because they have Jeremy Chinn. They have the flexibility to move him back to safety if they want to, and let him kind of roam the field that way. They have Justin Burris, who's shown to be a pretty versatile safety. They've played Miles Hartsfield back there a little bit as well. Kenny Robinson saw some active roster time near like the second half of the season as well. So they have some interesting names already on the roster that I'm sure they want to try to take a look at. But, it's still an interesting position to at least take a look at in terms of free agency and the draft, and a lot of interesting names on the free agent market, particularly one. I doubt the Panthers are gonna go after him because of how much he's gonna command, but it does sound like Justin Simmons is going to become a free agent. There was a just recently reported, I think it was from Matt Miller, I believe, that Justin Simmons will not get the franchise tag for the second consecutive season, which will make him a free agent. And you could certainly make the argument, I don't think there's really much of an argument, that he will be the number one safety on the market. If you look at the list of, in terms of like 2020 average annual value, if you rank the free agent safeties by that list, it's high between Anthony Harris and Justin Simmons, but there's no doubt Justin Simmons is going to command a lot of money. The calculated market value on SpotRack is a $15.4 million average annual salary, projecting 5 years and about a $77.5 million deal, which would make him the highest ranked free safety. That right now, in terms of average annual value on their contracts or average salaries, Buda Baker of the Arizona Cardinals is up top right now at $14.75 million. But there's probably no doubt that Justin Simmons, when he signs his new contract, he will become the highest paid safety in the NFL. So don't think the Panthers are going to go after him, but it's still interesting to note that a guy like him is set to hit the free agent market. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Justin Simmons. Anthony Harris, who was also pretty highly paid last year as well, I think also played under the franchise tag, he's a free agent as well. So some big name free agents at the safety position. You've also got Kareem Jackson, who actually has a club option from the Broncos. Other names include like Jaquiski Tartt, obviously Trey Boston, they just cut him. Malik Hooker is an interesting name here too, I think, that could be a fairly cheap deal. I don't think he's going to get, he's obviously not going to get top end money, particularly with the injuries that he's gone through. 2020, of course, he only played in 2 games. In fact, he's in 4 years, he actually hasn't even played all 16 games. So obviously, he's not going to get a huge contract. He's just coming off his rookie deal with the Colts. But, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with him, what kind of money he is going to get. But, if he can stay healthy, he's still a pretty good safety. You know, going back to his two healthy seasons of 2018 and 2019. 2018, he played 14 games, had 44 tackles and two interceptions. 2019, played in 13 games, 51 tackles and two interceptions, and then also had three interceptions in his rookie year, and that was a season that he only played seven games. So he can be a productive safety. It's just a matter of him being able to stay on the field. So I could possibly see the Panthers being in the market on him, you know, a veteran, a bit of a veteran, but still pretty young and still has some potential, I think. Again, it's just a matter of him staying healthy. But if he can, you know, you can throw him back there with Justin Burris, and you can still have that, you know, loads of flexibility that you have with guys like Jeremy Chinn, guys like Miles Hartsfield. So you still have a bunch of players that you can put out there and really help kind of improve what was starting to become an improving defense as the season wore on. So I think there's still some pieces you can add there to really help start to bring this group together. And I think Malik Hooker would be an interesting option if they want to go that route. A couple other names we could be looking at here. Carl Joseph, you know, just to run through some names, Keanu Neal of Atlanta, Carl Joseph and Andrew Sendejo of Cleveland. Carl Joseph, of course, has kind of bounced around, but he kind of seemed to settle in a little bit with Cleveland. 14 games played this season, 67 tackles. That was his most since 2017, and did have an interception. So he does have an interception in all five of his seasons so far. If we look at the market value, or projected market value from SpotRack, $8.2 million average annual salary, projecting 4 years, almost $30 million. That would rank him fifth among strong safeties when they adjust it for linear regression and things like that. Comes down to about 3 years and about $26.6 million, but that works out to about $8.8 million in average salary. So interesting name, I think, there to keep an eye on as well. But again, I think he's somebody that, you know, he's been up and down, but, you know, had some moments while he was with the Raiders and then settled in a little bit last year with Cleveland. So he's going to be another interesting name to watch out for, I think, kind of see where he lands. And then this is another name that I've seen kind of floated around, and I think some have talked about him as a potential Panther option as well. Marcus May, the former second round pick of the New York Jets. Marcus May, again, has been kind of an intriguing player, though he has played all 16 games in three of his four seasons with the Jets. Only 2018, he only played six games. But last year, really kind of had a career year. 1,138 snaps, that was his most snaps played in a season. 88 tackles, two forced fumbles, two interceptions, also had two sacks. So he had a really, really strong contract year for the Jets. And if we look at the market value, he's going to be up there, actually, in terms of at least projected market value from SpotRack here. Projecting a four-year, just under $53.2 million deal. So that works out to almost $13.3 million in average salary. So would certainly be a lot of money, but Marcus May certainly gives you that, you know, that pretty strong presence there. Again, I thought, you know, he's been quietly a pretty good safety. You know, people probably don't talk too much about him just because of, you know, the team he played on. But I mean, he's played 54 games in his four-year career. He has 266 total tackles, four forced fumbles, six interceptions. Again, two of them came this year. And he even posted two sacks this year. So pretty athletic safety. So would not be opposed to the Panthers going after him as well. So, you know, you've got some interesting names here, I think, between Marcus May, between Malik Hooker, maybe Carl Joseph, and then maybe some cheaper guys, like maybe a Will Parks from Denver, Chris Banjo of Arizona, DJ Swearinger, Tayshawn Gibson, you know, so maybe some George Iloco, so maybe some cheaper veterans if they want to go that route. But at least with the younger guys, it wouldn't surprise me if they're in on those kind of guys like Hooker and like Marcus May. So that's just kind of a quick run through of the safety free agents. So we'll see. We will see what happens. Real quick, of course, before we move on, I want to thank our friends over at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football, of course, might be over, but you've got NBA, you've got college basketball, you've got the NCAA tournament right around the corner, NHL in full swing, even awards, TV shows, and reality TV you can bet on with BetOnline. I mean, we just saw the nominees for the ACM Awards just unveiled. And, you know, I'm a pretty big country fan, so I'll certainly be checking those out. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline even has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. So it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And remember to use our promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up for that account to get that 50% welcome bonus. So that's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON when you create your account, get you your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag. And our friends at rockauto.com. You know, everybody wants to save money when it comes to repairing and maintaining their car, so you can use that extra money for more important things like food or mortgage, whatever. Well, rockauto.com is the place to help you do that, because they have all kinds of great stuff for your car and, you know, whatever parts you need, whatever make or model you have. rockauto.com has you covered, and you're able to save money because their prices are always reliably low and always the same whether you're a professional or whether you are a do-it-yourselfer. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to rockauto.com and check, you know, save yourself some money, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write the words "locked on" in their "how did you hear about us" box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. One more name here I'll talk about, actually maybe a couple more that I'm looking at here, but Daron Harmon, if they want to go maybe the, like I said, we just mentioned some veteran names. But if they want to kind of go that route as well, maybe Daron Harmon, who's just coming off a 4-year deal, you know, originally with the Patriots and, of course, headed to the went to the Lions in 2020. And in that 2020 season, we know obviously it was a down year pretty much everywhere in Detroit, but not so much for Daron Harmon. He played in all 16 games. Played over 1,100 snaps, 73 tackles, and 2 interceptions. So another solid season for what's been a pretty solid, and really, it was a kind of a career year for him. It was by far the most snaps he's ever played in the NFL. His previous high was a shade over 700 in 2017 with the Patriots. Obviously, the Patriots, you know, have played a bunch of safeties, but he really got his chance to shine in Detroit. But I mean, he's nothing if not consistent in terms of durability. He's played 127 out of a possible 128 games. You know, the only game he missed was way back in 2013. But since then, since the start of 2014, he has played in every game. And this, you know, last year was actually the first season he started all 16 games. But fact of the matter is, he's played in every game for 7 straight seasons now. So if the Panthers want to go kind of a more veteran route, maybe Daron Harmon, even 30 years old, not a bad name to kind of at least toy around with, kind of maybe make a quick call, see what you can do. You know, they don't have the market value for Daron Harmon, but in 2020, he only had a base salary of $3.5 million. It was a four-year, $17 million contract with the Patriots before being traded to the Lions. So, you know, he'll probably get a little bit more than that, but as a 30-year-old safety, probably not going to cost as much as some of these other safeties that we talked about. So maybe he's another guy Panthers kind of sniff around. Maybe, you know, maybe they won't land him. You know, maybe Panthers won't be the favorites for him, but wouldn't hurt to sniff around a little bit. So we'll see what happens, but just wanted to throw that name out there a little bit as well as a possibility. And then there was one other name I saw on here too that we'll talk about quick. Daniel Sorensen of the Kansas City Chiefs, 31 years old, just finished up a four-year, $16 million deal with the Chiefs. And just a quick look at his numbers over the last couple years. So second straight year, he played 16 games, and actually he's played all 16 games in five of the last six seasons. Played his second most snaps of his career last year. The only season that he played more snaps was in 2017, but also posted a career high in tackles last year with 91. Also had a forced fumble and three interceptions. That was the most interceptions he's had in a season since 2016. Certainly wouldn't be surprising if the Chiefs re-sign Daniel Sorensen, but again, you know, wouldn't be a bad name at least to just kind of sniff around a little bit. Again, a veteran safety about to turn 31 years old. So, you know, we'll see. So those are just some kind of quick names, I guess, we'll talk about. But just to kind of run through the names they have on here. And this is just in order of 2020 average annual value on there. On the free agency list, you've got Anthony Harris of the Vikings, Justin Simmons of the, and Kareem Jackson of the Broncos. Again, Kareem Jackson has a club option for 2021. Ricardo Allen of the Falcons, Jaquiski Tartt of the 49ers. Trey Boston, of course, is on the list. Sean Williams of the Bengals, Bradley McDougal of the Jets, Daron Harmon of the Lions, Daniel Sorensen of the Chiefs, Jalen Mills of the Eagles, who's been, you know, pretty up and down, but has played both corner and safety. Malik Hooker, as we talked about, Keanu Neal of the Falcons, Eric Harris of the Raiders, Carl Joseph of the Browns, Andrew Sendejo of the Browns, Brandon Wilson of the Bengals, Nate Ebner of the Giants, Miles Killebrew of the Lions, Anthony Levine of the Ravens, Marcus May of the Jets, and then kind of down from there. Marcus Williams, though, is a free agent as well of the Saints. Dean Marlowe of Buffalo, Chris Banjo of Arizona. We're just kind of, again, skipping through names here. DJ Swearinger, Tayshaun Gibson, Tavon Wilson, George Iloka, and then, you know, kind of down from there. But those are just some quick names in terms of the free agency market now at the safety position, and maybe a couple of names that, you know, maybe we'll keep an eye on. Maybe the Panthers will, again, sniff around a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But again, it's also a position where, like I said at the top, the Panthers have some flexibility because they have Jeremy Chinn. They still have Kenny Robinson, their fifth-round draft pick from last season. Miles Hartsfield, of course, had some work back there and in the nickel position as well. So we'll see how the Panthers attack the safety position, but it should be interesting to see what happens. So I think that's a good spot to kind of wrap things up here. As always, appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks so much for making me at least part of your day, giving me a shot to talk some Panthers football with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. I'm gonna get out of here. We'll see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends. We will see you soon.